All right, so let's get started here in Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to crank through this kind of quickly. Vivlos yeneseos isu Christou, you David, you Abraham. First thing I want to point out here is that the Greek uses the definite article much differently than English. So a lot of places where English would use the word the, Greek does not, and vice versa. Greek will put a the where we wouldn't. So there's no the here. In English, this is the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, but Greek just isn't like that. You can't read into that or try to make something out of that. It's just the difference between the two languages. So Biblos yeneseos. Biblos means book. This is where we actually get the word Bible. Biblos. Interesting that it's the first word of the New Testament. Biblos yeneseos. Yeneseos of the generation. This is where we get our word in English, Genesis. Genesis. But it's in this form, yeneseos, because it's not just the generation. It's of the generation. So the book of the generation, Isu Christou, of Jesus Christ, you, Daviv, son of David, you, Avraham, son of Abraham. Avraham, eyeniset ton Isaac, Isaac, the eyeniset ton Yaakov, Yaakov, the eyeniset ton Yudan, ketus adofus avtu. So Avraham, eyeniset. So you can probably right away see the similarity between yeneseos and eyeniset. The reason why this is the book of the generation of Jesus Christ is because we're going to go through all these generations. So this word right here, eyenise, this is the aorist past tense of genao, which means I beget, or I bring forth, or I bear, I engender. So Abraham begat the Isaac. So this is what I was saying about how Greek just uses the word the in a totally different way than we do in English. So, you know, literally this would be Abraham begat the Isaac, but obviously it just means Abraham yeniset ton Isaac, Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac the means but or and, but it always comes second. So we would translate this into English and Isaac yeniset ton Yaakov begat Jacob, right? And Isaac begat Jacob, Isaac the yeniset ton Yaakov, Yaakov the yeniset ton Yudan, Jacob and Jacob begat Judas or Judah, ton Yudan, ketus adolfus aftu, and his brethren. Probably recognize the word adolfus. Think about Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Adolfus means his brothers and his brothers. Yudas the yeniset ton Phares, and Judah begat Phares, keton Zara, and Zera, ektis Thamar. So he begat Zera of Tamar. Ek is like out of or from Tamar. So keton Zara, ektis Thamar. Phares ve eyeniseton Esrom, Esrom ve eyeniseton Aram, Aram ve eyeniseton Aminadav, Aminadav ve eyeniseton Nason, Nason ve eyeniseton Salmon. So again, each of these sentences is just repeating the exact same grammar. And Nason begat Salmon, right? Nason ve eyeniseton Salmon, Salmon ve eyeniseton Boaz, ektis Rahav. So he begat Boaz of Rahab, right? Ektis Rahav of Rahab. Boaz ve eyenise ton Oviv, ektis Ruth. So when we have this ektis Rahav, ektis Ruth, it's giving us the mother's name. So he begat Obed of Ruth. Oviv ve eyenise ton Yese, Yese ve eyenise ton David, ton Vasilea. So he begat David the king, ton Vasilea. So one easy way to remember this Greek word is that basil, the reason that the herb basil that you put on pizza and other Italian food, the reason that it's called basil is because it's considered the king of herbs. And I'm not just making that up. That's actually where that word comes from. And so basil is the king of herbs. So Vasilea means king. Ton Vasilea, David the king. David the o Vasilefs, and Vasilefs is the same word as Vasilea. It's just this is accusative case, this is nominative case. But again, you can see basil right there. Vasilea, David de o Vasilevs, Eyenisa ton Solomonda ek tis tu uriu. It's kind of cut off there, so let me scroll that. So it's saying that he begat Solomon, and remember we saw earlier ek tis Ruth, you know, of Ruth. Well, here it says ek tis tu uriu. So tu uriu means of Uriah, in the sense of belonging to Uriah, Uriah's. So what it's saying is that he begat Solomon of her, ektis means of her, of Uriah. So literally what this says is that David begat Solomon of her, of Uriah. Now, when this is translated into English in the King James Bible, it says of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And a lot of times in your Bible, those words will be in italics because the had been the wife of is being added here for clarity. Because if you just translated this literally word for word into English, that David begat Solomon of her of Uriah, that's not really very easy to understand. It's kind of confusing. It's a lot easier when you understand that what's meant here is of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Because when we read that story, we understand that Bathsheba was Uriah's wife before David begat Solomon with her. Solomon ve Eyeniseton Roboam, Roboam ve Eyeniseton Avia, Avia ve Eyeniseton Asa, Asa ve Eyeniseton Yosaphat, Yosaphat ve Eyeniseton Yoram, Yoram ve Eyeniseton Ozian, Ozias ve Eyeniseton Yoatham, Yoatham ve Eyeniseton Ahaz, Ahaz ve Eyeniseton Ezekian. You scroll down. Ezekias ve Eyeniseton Manasseh, Manasseh ve Eyeniseton Amon, Amon ve Eyeniseton Yosian, Yosian ve Eyeniseton Yechonian, ke tus alafus aftu. So here we have again, Jeconiah and his brethren, ke tus alafus aftu. Epitis metikesias vavilonos. So this is a pretty interesting word here, metikesia. You're going to see it repeated three times in the next few verses. There's a really common word in Greek, metikos, and a metikos is like a resident alien. It's someone who's living somewhere, but they're not really a citizen of that place. They're sojourning there. They dwell there. That is a metikos, like a resident alien. So here, this is talking about where they were in the Babylonian captivity, where they were carried away into Babylon, where they were brought to Babylon. So this is like the Babylonian sojourn or the Babylonian, residency or whatever. So basically it's saying here that he begat Jeconias and his brethren epitis upon the metikesias vavilonos, upon the Babylonian, you know, this is referring to the captivity. So it comes from the word ekos, which means house. So it's like where they're living. So upon the time that they are living in Babylon, even though they're not native to Babylon, and even though it's just temporary that they were in Babylon. So, metikesias babylonos, metave tin metikesia, after the Babylonian sojourn or captivity is what was going on, babylonos, yechonias eyeniseton salathiil, Salathiel ve Eyeniseton Zorobabel. Zorobabel ve Eyeniseton Abiud, Abiud ve Eyeniseton Eliakim, Eliakim ve Eyeniseton Azor, Azor ve Eyeniseton Zadok. The reason I'm just going through this quickly is because obviously these sentences or these phrases are all exactly the same. So hopefully you understand that it means and so-and-so begat so-and-so. It's just that pattern, and the only thing that's changing are the names here. When it says Azor ve Eyeniseton Sadok, Sadok ve Eyeniseton Achim, Achim ve Eyeniseton Eliud, Eliud ve Eyeniseton Eleazar, Eleazar ve Eyeniseton Matan, Matan ve Eyeniseton Yaakov, Yaakov ve Eyeniseton Yosef. So, and Jacob begat Joseph, ton Andra Marias. Okay. The husband of Mary, ton Andra Marias. You've probably heard the word android, right? It's a robot that seems like a person, So Andra here, Andra means husband or man. The root word is anir. That's the nominative case. Ton Andra Maria. So this guy Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So obviously we know that Jesus was not begotten of Joseph, right? Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And so it doesn't say, you know, Joseph begat Jesus. Instead, it says that Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, ton Andra Marias, from whom was born Jesus, who's called Christ. Let me scroll down. Ex is eunithi Isus olegomenos Christos. So notice, instead of here it being eunice, like it's been over and over again so many times, this time it's eunithi, which this doesn't mean he begat. This means he was begotten. So Joseph was the husband of Mary, of whom was begotten or born or brought forth, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ, o legomenos Christos, the called Christ. Passe un yenie apo Abraham, eos David yenie decateseres. So it's saying here, passe all, then or so, so then all I yenye, the generations. Again, you can see the similarity with the word yenesis. All the generations, apo Abraham, from Abraham, eos David, until David, generations 14, dekatesares, 14. Ke apo David, and from David, eos tis metikesias, there's that word again, until the metikesias, until the alien residency, right? Until the carrying away into Babylon, the Babylonian captivity, the time that they sojourned in Babylon. Yenye dekateseres, 14 generations. Kapotis metikesias, and from the carrying away into Babylon. Eos to Christu, until Christ, yenye dekateseres. So, again, carrying away into Babylon, they were brought to Babylon, but literally it's saying the sojourn or a residence, alien. But you know what? That wouldn't sound good, would it? So that's why the King James translates this in a very beautiful, fluid way, accurately giving us the meaning so that we get exactly what it's saying. It's very clear, it's easy to understand, but it's not always going to translate literally word for word, just like when it didn't say of her, of Uriah, it added in of her that had been the wife of Uriah for clarity. And so it's explaining what this metikesia is. They were brought to Babylon, the carrying away into Babylon. We usually, in our preaching, refer to this as the Babylonian captivity, is usually what we call it. To the Isu Christu Iyenisis Utos In. And then it says, and, or but, the of Jesus Christ generation or birth or coming into being, right? Obviously, we're talking about his physical incarnation there. But the genesis of Jesus Christ or the birth of Jesus Christ, utos im, so was. It was like so. This is how it was. Mnistethesis galatis mitros aftu Marias to Yosef prin isinathin aftus evrethi en gastri echusa ek pnevmatos aiu. So this first word here, mnistethesis, whenever you see this MN next to each other, it always has something to do with memory. It seems like all the words are, not all of them, but most of the words, especially in the New Testament, that have these two letters together, usually it's some derivative of some kind of word that has to do with memory. So this comes from the verb mnistevo, which actually means I betroth or I espouse. And it comes from naome, which is like I remember or call to remembrance. So it kind of makes sense that the word for betrothal comes from the word for memory, because it's kind of like, hey, you better remember what we agreed upon. You know, you got to remember our deal that we planned. So, mnistethesis galatis mitros aftu Marias looks like a genitive absolute here. And basically, this is saying that his mother, for his mother Mary being espoused to Joseph, to Yosef. So his mother being betrothed to Joseph, or being espoused to Joseph. So she's betrothed to Joseph. Prin e sinelthis aftus. Prin before e sinelthin, the coming together of them, before they came together. Evrethi en gastri echusa ek nebatos ayu. So this word evrethi, this is where we get our English word eureka. Okay, you can see that E-U-R-E right there. So eureka comes from evrika, which means I have found it. In modern Greek, it's just vrika. They've cut off the E at the beginning. It's just vrika. And in English, we pronounce it eureka. But evrethi means she was found. En gastri echusa. So she was found. Echusa means having. En gastri, in the belly or in the womb. Now, it doesn't actually explicitly say what was found in her belly or what was found in her womb, because this is just an expression. En gastri echusa means to be pregnant. So the King James says she was found with child. Ek pneumatos ayu, of the Holy Ghost. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. But literally here, it's en gastri echusa, having in womb. And this is where we get our word like gastric bypass, or gastrointestinal, or gastronomy, right? So she was found en gastri echusa, ek pneumatos ayu. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Yosef de o aniraptis, dikeos on, ke mi thelon aftin paradigmatise, evulithi lathra apolisa aftin. So, but Joseph, o aniraptis, her husband, dikeos on, being just or being righteous, ke mi thelon, and not wanting, aftin paradigmatise, he did not want to make her an example, okay? Now, you've probably heard the word paradigm, like a paradigm shift, or when you're learning a foreign language, especially if you're learning like Greek or Latin, you'll have to memorize paradigms, where it'll show you all the different ways a verb can be conjugated, and that's called a paradigm. Well, the reason it's called a paradigm is because it's an example. They've picked an example verb, and you're looking at that example. So, paradigmatise is, he doesn't want to make her a paradigm. You know, he doesn't want to make her an example. So he doesn't want to do this publicly. He doesn't want to just expose this to the whole world, that the woman that he's espoused to turned out to be pregnant out of wedlock. You know, he obviously doesn't know about the virgin birth yet. So he's just assuming that she has played the whore. But he doesn't, at the same time, he doesn't want to just make her a public example. He's a just man. He's a good guy. He doesn't want to be a big jerk about it. And so, mi thelon aftin, and not wanting her to make an example or to make a public example of. Evulithi, he wanted to, or he was minded to, or he wanted. Vuli is where we get our word volition, what you want to do. But vuli can also mean counsel, or advice, or, you know. So here I think the King James says he was minded to put her away privily. So that's what that's the counsel that he takes with himself. That's what he wants to do or desires to do. He desired lathra. Lathra means basically privately, secretly. Evulithi lathra apolisa aftin. Put her away. Apolisa means to put away, to divorce. So he wanted to divorce her quietly, basically, privily. Tafta ve aftu enthimithendos. Enthimithendos means he's basically thinking about it in his heart. En means in, thimithendos, thimos. It's talking about basically what's inside his spirit, soul, heart, mind. So tafta ve, but these things, aftu enthimithendos, but while he pondered these things or thought on these things or mulled these things over, ivu, behold, angelos kiriu, angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, kat onar ephani, Onar means dream, and Ephani is where we get, what kind of English words come from this? Because Ephani means basically appeared unto him or manifest. Epiphany is the word I was thinking of. We have the English word epiphany, okay? There's got to be another example, too, of words that come from this Greek word that means to appear or to be made manifest. So basically, the angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream, kat onar, afto to him, legon, saying, Yosef, Joseph, Yos David, son of David, mi phobithis paralavin. So he says, don't fear. Phobithis, obviously you can see that phobia right here. So this is where we get our English words for phobia, like hydrophobia, acrophobia, agoraphobia. So don't fear parlavin, to take. Do not fear to take. Lavin, lambano means I take. Let me scroll down. Parlavin Mariam tinina kasu togaren afti yenithen ek pnevmatosistin aliu. So to take unto you Mary teen yinekasu, your wife. Yineka is wife. This is where we get the English word gynecology, yineka. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. To God and afti yenithen, for the in her conceived or begotten, ek pnevmatosistin, is of the spirit, pneumatos, ayu. Ayu means holy. It's of the Holy Spirit. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, this word right here, spirit or ghost, is pneuma. And this is where we get our English word pneumatic, right? Pneumatic has to do with air. We got hydraulic, which has to do with water, and then pneumatic, which has to do with air. And this is because it's the breath or spirit, just like we get our word respiration, expire, respire, inspire. And pneuma here, pneuma, is the way you pronounce it in modern Greek, ek pneumatosistin agiou. But this is where we get our English words that start with that. Oh, pneumonia is another great example. Pneumonia, because it has to do with breathing. So pneumatosistin agiou. So that was conceived in errors of the Holy Ghost. Texetethe, yon kekalesis to onomatu isun. Texetethe, this is the future. She will bring forth or bear yon, a son. Kekalesis, another future tense. You shall call to onomatu isus. You shall call his name, to onomatu, his name, isun. Jesus, right? So I-E-S-O-U-N, because of the fact that he's in the accusative case there. This would be Isus in the nominative case. Isus, Isun. So in English, basically the I just becomes a J. This becomes an E-S-U-S, right? And then, of course, if you go back to 1611, the King James Bible, Jesus is actually spelled I-E-S-U-S, but it's always pronounced as a J sound, but the I used to be doing double duty for the I sound and the J sound. So this word right here, texeta, she shall beget or bring forth a son or give birth to a son. This is also where the really common word for child in Greek comes from, technon. So to technon, or ta techna, the children, come from this verb here, which means to bring forth, to give birth. So she's going to give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Aftos gar sosi, gar means for, aftos, he, sosi, will save, shall save, ton laon aftu, he'll save his people. Aftu means his, laon means people. Apo ton amartion, from the sins, afton, of them. So he will save his people from their sins. Apo ton amartion afton. tuto the olon. Tuto means this, or this thing that we're talking about right here, demonstrative pronoun. Tuto the olon. And but all this, olon tuto, because olon means all. It kind of sounds like all, right? Olon tuto, all this, yegonen, happened. It's a perfect verb tense. Ina plirothi, to rithen ipo tu kyrio, dia tu profitu, legondos, idu iparthenos, parthenos, en gastri exi, ke texete yon, ke kalesusi, to onoma aftu. What a cliffhanger, right? Obviously, we know it's going to be me soon. All right, so let's break this down here. All this happened, ina plirothi, in order that would be fulfilled. Plirothi has to do with being filled. To pleroma is like the fullness. Okay. I'm trying to think if there are any English words. I guess even just the PL of plirothi is sort of similar to our English word full, but I guess that's kind of a stretch. So in order that would be fulfilled, to rithen. Rithen is the saying or that which was spoken, ipo tu kiriu, by the Lord. And so with rithen, you could think of our word rhetoric. This is where we get our word rhetoric, because rhetoric has to do with the spoken word, with that which is spoken. So ina plirothi to rithen ipo tu kiriu, dia tu profitu, by the prophet, legondos, saying, ivu, behold, I parthenos en gastri exi. So here's the thing. Notice here, it says that it will be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, through the prophet, saying, behold the virgin, parthenos. Now, a lot of people will try to say that in Isaiah 7:14, it doesn't really say virgin. It really should just say a young woman there. That's what a lot of the liberal Bible translations will do. That's what a lot of liberal theologians will do, because they're being Judaized, you know, because obviously the Jews don't want to admit that there are all these prophecies in the Old Testament pointing us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they'll try to say, oh, you know, if you go back to the Hebrew, that word actually just means a young woman. But here it's being quoted in the New Testament. And this word right here, to quote it, you know, behold, a virgin shall conceive, e parthenos, this is clearly the word for virgin. In fact, there's a really famous building called the Parthenon. And why is it called the Parthenon? It's because they're worshiping their fake virgin goddess in the Parthenon, because a parthenos is a virgin. So, I parthenos, the virgin, en gastri exi. And this is that expression that we talked about again. She shall, this is future tense, shall have in gastri, she'll have in her belly or in her womb, right? The virgin is going to be pregnant or have something in her womb or belly. Remember the English word gastric. En gastri exi, ke texede, and she shall bring forth or give birth to Yon, a son, ke kalesusi, and they shall call, right? Third person plural future, ke kalesusi to onoma aftu, and they shall call his name Jesus. Let me scroll down one last time. All right, so I jumped the gun on Isun. Isun comes up all the way down here. They shall call his name Emmanuel, right? They're going to call his name Emmanuel. And that's just a transliteration of the Hebrew word. That's not a Greek word. Emmanuel. That's why we have to give an interpretation now. Oesti methemenevomenon. So this is being interpreted, right? Oesti methemenevomenon. Methimon otheos. God with us. Okay. So this is kind of a long word, right? Methemenevomenon. Methemenevomenon. And this word right here, if you get rid of the meth at the beginning, which is the meta prefix, and you just have erminevomenon, this is where the English word comes from, hermeneutics, right? Erminevomenon, hermeneutic, is where that comes from. And hermeneutics has to do with how someone interprets scripture. Well, this is interpreting this foreign word, Emmanuel, oesti, metavinevomenon, which is being interpreted, methimon, with us, otheos, God. Otheos, the God with us. That's what Emmanuel means, God with us, right? Vieyerthis de oyosif apo tu ipnu episen os prosetaxen afto o angelos kiriu ke pareleve tin ineka afto. All right. So what's this saying? It's saying, and Joseph, the oyosif, vieyerthis, this is, he's being raised up or he's getting up out of sleep, right? He's being gotten up, and Joseph being raised up apo to ipnu, from the sleep. And ipnu is where we get our word hypnosis, because hypnosis is like putting someone into a trance, like you're making someone go to sleep, right? So basically, and Joseph being raised up from sleep or out of sleep, episen, he did, from the verb pieo, this is the aorist past tense, episen os, as, like or as, prosetaxen, he was commanded, afto, o angelos kiriu. So prosetaxen is he commanded. And who's the one who commanded? It was o angelos kiriu, the angel of the Lord commanded to him. So being raised up out of sleep, Joseph did as commanded him the angel of the Lord. Ke par elave, and he took, this is again from Lamvano, he took teen Yineka aftu, his wife. He took his wife alongside him, because elave means he took. Para means alongside of or beside. So basically he took unto him, or he took to his side, teen Yineka aftu, his wife. Ke uk ein, excuse me, ke uk eginosken aftin, he did not know her. So ginosko means I know in Greek, and in Spanish you have almost the exact same word, conosco, and it means the same thing. Conosco, ginosco, both mean the same thing. To know, as in be familiar with, be not knowing facts, but like knowing a person. Ke uk eginosken, and did not know her, eginosken aftin, eos u etika, until when etika means, you know, gave birth, right? We already talked about that word where technon comes from. So u etika, when she gave birth, ton yon aftis, to her son, and then here's an important phrase here. Make sure you're reading the King James Bible, right? Ton prototokon, right? The firstborn. So a lot of the modern versions are going to delete this word right here, firstborn. I'm sure the Catholics are going to love it, because the Catholics want to believe that Mary only had one son. That she only, but the Bible records her having many other children. She had at least 8 children, because it gives us the names of 4 of Jesus's brothers. And then it says, his sisters, are they not all with us? And all would be at least 3. So he had at least 7 siblings, 3 sisters, 4 brothers. And they're his half-siblings, because they're the children of Mary and Joseph. And he's obviously only biologically of Mary. So she brought forth, you can see the similarity between etika, she gave birth to, and then totokon. You can see the TK right there is the giving birth aspect. Proto is the first one, right? Like a prototype. So the prototokon is the firstborn, right? Prototokon. That's what that means. Proto, first, tokon, born. So ton yon aftis ton prototokon. So she brought forth her firstborn son. Ke ekalese, and called to onoma aftu, his name. Aftu means his, onoma means name. Isun. And of course, this looks different because it's in all capital letters. a lot of times names in the Bible will just be put in all caps because it's the name. So that's chapter 1 of Matthew in the Greek Textus Receptus.